you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you may not have heard about this, but the president got another big win in the Supreme Court today. I'll tell you more about it in just a second. I want to say thank you, though, first to the owners and the operators of a new operation called Fluber, F-L-E-W-B-E-R. I did not get to take a ride in the actual aircraft yesterday, but the concept behind this idea is really quite something, and I was honored to be invited to attend their launch party yesterday all the way out in Farmingdale. Great time in the Shelt Air FBO, and the planes look great. Fluber, the way it basically works, you may have heard Ari Zolden on the show with me a few weeks ago discussing this. It's basically like Uber for private aircraft, and you can use an app that will not only let you book your flight, and their routes are limited at this time. They're basically dealing with New York tri-state area to upstate New York into the Boston area. But if you do that and you're tired of flying commercial and so forth, these prices are not that much more expensive than it would be for a commercial flight, and you get a private plane, which is kind of cool if you think about it. It's kind of like what Uber did to the black car market. Not only that, they connected the technology so you can get an Uber credit to take your car to the Fluber terminal to get your private plane to fly to where you're going. Anyway, again, I haven't experienced any of it yet. They're offering to have me try it out here in another couple of weeks, and I'm trying to talk them into doing some sort of contest so that I can take you with me. So maybe that would be kind of fun if we could swing something like that. But thanks to Mark and Ari and all the people that had us out at the Fluber demonstration yesterday. Really impressive, and thanks so much. Okay, Supreme Court today ruled on a case that said that there were these steel import companies, not steel production companies, steel import companies in the U.S. had sued the administration, trying to say that the president doesn't have the power to regulate trade. Therefore, his tariffs on imported steel were in some way a violation of the Constitution. The Supreme Court didn't see it that way. In fact, the Supreme Court saw it the way the Constitution says, which is that the president does have the power to regulate trade, and actually said that these powers were not abused in his levying of 25% tariffs on imported steel. By the way, those tariffs have brought in $4.5 billion to the Treasury of the United States, with another $1.5 billion being brought in on the aluminum tariffs to the same countries that were affected by the steel tariffs. So while that steel import company lost, the president, the American people, and the steel production in America seems to be winning. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.